न बुद्धिभेदं जनयेद् अज्ञानां कर्मसंगिनां योषयेत् सर्वकर्माणि विद्वान् युक्तः समाचरन् न बुद्धिभेदं जनयेत्। Here 3.26 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is continuing his analysis of how the wise should act. So he is basically telling Arjuna to act in a way by which he can set an example for others. Loka sangraha meva api. So he's telling that Arjuna, even if you are detached, even if you are enlightened, still you should act in a way, not just based on what is right for you, what is best for you, but also based on what will set a good example for others. So, na buddhibhedam janayed, buddhibheda, disturbance of intelligence, confusion, janayed, don't generate that such disruption of intelligence. How may that happen? If a social leader, if an exemplary archer, if a person like Arjuna, whose very name Arjuna, which means white, pure, one who was exemplary in virtue, if such a person acts in a way that seems questionable, Arjuna may renounce the world because he has authentic renunciation. But others may think, oh, he has been a coward, he's run away because of that, he's been irresponsible. Agyanam karma sanginam. Those who are ignorant, those who are attached. So, joshayet sarva karmani. They should not be instructed either by action or by words in a way that will disturb their minds. Rather, if they are at a particular level where they can't comprehend much higher things, then they should be given instruction at a level at which they can comprehend. when a teacher goes to a classroom, the purpose of the teacher is not to exhibit his or her learning. The purpose of the teacher is to assist in the student's learning, to help the students to learn. So, there, whatever level the students are at, so one level higher the teacher should take them through proper teaching, and that's how they will grow. If children are just learning basic maths and at that time they are told about triple integral calculus and they find it totally incomprehensible, and because of seeing things which are totally incomprehensible, they get scared and then they decide that we will not study only. Maths is impossible for us. We can never do it. Better forget it. And then what has happened is that the children, because of discouragement, give up education itself. And then the teacher whose purpose was to educate the children sends the children away from education. So this is actually at one level violence. It's very unfortunate, undesirable for a teacher to act in a way that disturbs the mind of children in such a way that rather than they becoming stimulated to learn, they become disheartened and give up learning itself. Similarly, we are all on a process of spiritual evolution, the growth of our consciousness, the expansion of our consciousness, of our propensity to love, of our wisdom. That is what happens during our spiritual evolution. So, for those who are attached and who are ignorant about the ultimate spiritual purpose of life, and those who are not at a level where they can comprehend it right now, then for them, the path of material duty itself comprises one level of growth. That means that if a person is just living for oneself, you know, I'll do what I want to do when I want to do it. But then that person gets a family, gets married, has children, then that itself brings out a certain level of responsibility. And if a person has some dharmic inclination, then a person follows dharma also more seriously, because one wants artha and kama more seriously at that time. So in that way, a person who is karmakandi is not yet ready to go towards renunciation of the world, towards jnana yoga. So if for such a person renunciation is demonstrated, then, and renunciation is not by renunciates, but by a householder suddenly becoming a renunciate, a leader of society becoming a renunciate, then it can have multiple negative effects. That person may prematurely renounce and will be buddhi bhedam, because I can't do it, but maybe I should be doing this. And prematurely renounces because of irresponsibility, running away from responsibility and thereby not growing. Or otherwise, that person may become so disheartened, oh, to grow spiritually, this is what I have to do, I have to renounce the world, I can never do that, better let me give up spiritual life only, I'll not go in this direction only. So people will become disturbed. So the Arjuna is meant to act like a teacher and show people steps by which they can grow, take more and more steps towards their own spiritual evolution. So Arjuna will be a grahastha according to Krishna's plan, and he will act in karma yoga. And others may act in karma kanda. Others may aspire for heaven. Krishna told Arjuna to aspire for padam gacchantyanamayam. In 2.51 he said that, you know, aspire for that eternal destination. 2.50, that destination is free from misery. Generally, swargadvaram apavrutam. That's what most people will aspire for. The karma kandis will aspire for. But don't disturb their minds. No, if they at least stay on the path of dharma, and they see the examples of social leaders also staying on the path of dharma, and if the social leaders are acting with detachment, gradually then they will also start acting with detachment, and they will rise from karma kanda to karma yoga. So in this way they will progress. But if they see social leaders suddenly going to jnana yoga, renouncing the world, then they will think the spiritual life business is not possible only for me. So they will not even stay within the precincts of dharma and karma kanda. They may go into the direction of vikarma just for the sake of getting quick pleasure. So that's like students getting so disheartened by seeing the complexity of mathematics, they're just going out of the school itself, leaving school. So therefore, Krishna is telling Arjuna, act in a way that will attract people towards spiritual growth and not alienate them from spiritual growth. That is the meaning of joshaye. Engage them, dovetail them. It's whatever the level they are at, offer them one level higher, and in that way enable them to move upwards. Thank you.